Boulder County is due to receive tens of millions of dollars in federal funding through the American Rescue Plan Act, or ARPA. How to allocate those funds was the subject of a needs assessment survey conducted by county officials. KGNU's Rosana Longo-Better sat down with Boulder County Commissioner Marta Loachamin for an update.
The American Rescue Plan Act establishes for state and local governments an opportunity to receive direct funding from the government to address COVID-19 relief for those most affected in Boulder County, just the county. And I say that because each city and town gets their own allocation. And if folks agree to receive it, then there's federal guidelines that each of us have to follow. And the allocation for Boulder County in total will be $63.3 million.
That's a lot of money. But when we look into the needs of the people, I'm pretty sure it's not so much. Please share with us the results of the survey.
There really were three top outcomes of the needs. One was around housing. So under the ARPA guidelines, it's considered housing affordability. The second in order is economic challenges. And then the third, based on a community feedback, is to focus on mental health and social isolation. So those are the three main topics that community members said, here's where in Boulder County we want to see that money focused. And that came out of that first phase of community engagement. And then we'll be moving into phase two here shortly. The next phase will really be to determine who it is and how community members feel those three topic areas could be most effectively addressed with the ARPA fundings.
Specifically, the Latino community, what have you seen they have experienced? Because from my reports, I know that the most affected are exactly those that are in restaurants, in construction, in services that need and require person-to-person contact.
I completely agree. And that's one of the pieces that has been almost lost in some of the messaging. Initially, there was a lot of conversation about who are essential workers. When we think about, and we almost have to take ourselves back to March 2020 to remember that fear, the anguish, the concern for those of us who have family members in other parts of the world. We were seeing COVID already. A lot of places around the rest of the world were already in lockdown before the U.S. did. And so we were already hearing about the financial concerns when stores closed down. We just didn't, I think we, in the U.S., we didn't, as a collective society, didn't think that would really happen to us, right? And from that U.S.-centric thinking. And the food issue and the sustainability issue and the how are we really sufficient in our communities? And we weren't. Because our community members, a lot of our Latino community, are the ones who still had to go out in physical risk, in health risk, with not great insurance or uninsured in from a health standpoint, or with no insurance at all in jobs that don't necessarily care for their workers. We're talking about the health industry, the folks who still had to go and support the COVID illness at the very beginning, who were still in public works, doing maintenance, cleaning buildings, cleaning schools, cleaning, taking care. Those, the jobs that you're talking about are precisely that, as well as all of the grocery, the food that still had to be distributed, that still had to be moved physically, that still had to be put on shelves. And all those folks were at risk without understanding exactly what was happening way before. And we have to remember that was way before an option for a vaccine was even available.
Lately, we have even seen that people are coming together. They are organizing and they are saying, hey, we were there for you when the COVID emergency started. And we have been working, we have been sacrificing our own health and our own lives. And now it is time for you to give us back what we deserve.
Absolutely. I think it would be remiss if we didn't also talk about educators around the world who haven't stopped. And for some of them, it did move to remote. The true double work of teaching in an environment where a lot of folks are still, they're now in classrooms, but they're teaching hybrid in person without support staff because of the great reevaluation of why would I be working for a company who doesn't care for me, that also is connected to your words. To me, one of the pieces that really has to be brought forward by this global pandemic is health insurance, because for families who had to continue to go to work, who were put at risk, who then were laid off for 2 weeks because their team or the restaurant or the coffee shop or wherever it was that they were at were under quarantine, were most affected from all those different pieces of they didn't have the opportunity, just as you're saying, Josanna, they didn't have the opportunity to go remote or virtual or take time off or whatever the other options for folks may have been. And so how does the United States respond to that challenge that puts so much bearing on a family or a person to just take care of their health?
Finally, what's at risk if these funds are not allocated where they are supposed to be allocated?
Well, they'll be allocated where they have to be allocated from the standpoint of the county has received the funds, and each state and local government that accepted the funding has very strict regulations about how that money can be spent. The key for us in Boulder County is how do we respond, in my mind, how do we respond to the community members who have engaged in the process, who continue to engage in the process, and who will be starting on February 28th in this next phase to look at how do we use that money under those three buckets, in those three themes of community need, to come to a more equitable outcome, to create some type of response that really will respond to all of the folks that really need that funding, and hopefully create something long-term and sustainable to care for people.
I have been speaking about the American Rescue Plan Act funds with Boulder County Commissioner Marta Luachamin. For KGNU, I am Rosana Longo-Better.